Hi, GWA Backstage. It's me again. And yeah, I can't really sleep, so I decided to answer another questionnaire. Oh my god. So yeah, excuse the tired voice. I'm gonna answer this one made by Project Knox. Knox. Oh my god, I suck at pronouncing stuff, so yeah. All the facts. Okay. So here it goes. Number one, cats or dogs? Explain. Do you have any pets currently? Did you have pets growing up? Is there any pet you would like in the future? Okay, so this is we're starting hard, huh? Okay, I choose dogs mainly because I grew up, I literally grew up with dogs. Before I was born, my parents had a dog who they treat as their own kid. So yeah, I feel like that dog was my sibling. So, yeah. Okay, moving on. So, do you have any pets currently? Yeah. I mean, she's not mine, she's my mom, but we have a puppy right now, and she's the most energetic little derp I've ever seen. Like I said, I grew up with dogs. We had pets. I'm already a mess. I had few dogs growing up, and comparing our puppy right now, she's way hyper than them. So yeah. Okay, is there any pet you would like in the future? I would love to have my own dog. I want to adopt or something, but that's not gonna happen in the near future because I'm still figuring things out, and I wanna be the best pet parent ever. So yeah. Number two. Do you dye your hair? If yes, what color is it naturally, and what color do you dye it? If no, what color would you like to dye it if you could? Would you ever dye it a crazy color? Okay, so do I dye my hair? No, but I want to. It's just I'm too lazy to maintain if I dye my hair. Like, I can't even maintain my bangs, so what more dyeing my hair. Yeah, so if no, what color would you like to dye it if you could? When it comes to my hair, I can be pretty impulsive, like, so I'd probably dye it something crazy. When you say crazy, I mean really crazy. Like, I want your rainbow hair. You know the pastel rainbow ones? Ooh, I really want that. But yeah, I'm too lazy, so oh well. Number three, do you have any tattoos? If yes, care to describe one? If no, is there any tattoo you'd want to get? No. Excuse me. No, I don't have any tattoo. But I want one. And here's the thing. I'm too indecisive to decide what I want. So, yeah. But I think I'd probably get or start with something small and I wouldn't say meaningful. I mean, that would be fun if I found something meaningful to get inked, but yeah. Okay, I'm rambling. Next next number. Why is everything? Number four. What does your ideal first date look like? Where is it? Who's it with? What are you wearing? Remember, I said ideal, not realistic. So go nuts. Have a first date on the moon. Life is short. Well, I'm a simple girl. Yeah. I'd like to think that I'm a simple girl. So I just. My ideal first date would be something chill, like hanging out like at a coffee shop or having lunch or something like that. And then ooh, change my ooh, yeah. I think it would be more fun if like picnic at the beach because I love beach so much. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm starting to get annoying. Ooh. Anyway, so yeah, probably at the beach and who's it with someone I like. Because it's a date, so I wouldn't date someone I don't like. And oh no, the roosters are starting. God damn it. Yeah, they're waking up. And what are you wearing? Oh no, they are awake. Yeah, it's almost 4 a.m. But yeah. So, okay, going back. What are you wearing? Fucking roosters. So, what are you wearing? Well, something chill. I don't. Yeah. Something chill. Let's stay with that, okay? Number five. Have you ever hooked up with someone you met through hook up apps like Tinder or Grindr? If yes, any funny stories come of it? No, I haven't. I haven't. I say it like I want it to, but no, I've never hooked up with someone that I met on Tinder. But oh yeah, I've never. Sorry, but yeah, but I went on a date with one guy, and it was he was cool when we were talking, but the chemistry wasn't really there when we met. So yeah, that's something. Okay. Moving on. Opinion on love. Opinion on love bites. Better to give or receive. Why not both? Sorry. I don't really think I'm I should be answering that question. But yeah. Both. Oh no, I am. Get it together. But yeah, my opinion on love bites definitely both give and receive. Number 7. What is your favorite comfort food? Why? Cookies and brownies. Why? Because why not? I'm sorry, I'm laughing too much. I don't even know why am I laughing. But yeah. Cookies and brownies because they're so comforting. Yeah, I'm so good. Pats the shoulders. Number 8. What is an embarrassing childhood memory? More recent embarrassing situation if you'd care to share it. Oh my god. I have a lot of embarrassing moments. Like, really. A lot. I'm basically a walking disaster. So so with that being said, every time something embarrassing happens to me, I try to bury it on my subconscious. So yeah, I do my best to forget all those stuffs, or else I'd go insane and crazy, always thinking about how embarrassing of a human being I am. But for the sake of answering this question, because. And this is my favorite. Damn it, why do I have a favorite embarrassing? But yeah, this is the only embarrassing moment that I had that I can really say. I mean, not that I had fun, but yeah, whatever. So, okay, I'm just gonna skip and tell it. So. I want to laugh so hard, but I can't because I might end up waking everybody up. This is such a struggle for me. Okay. So, this happened at a train station. I was going down the stairs and I remember. This was like 3 years ago, so yeah, I was going down the stairs and I think it rained that day, and while I was going down, I remember thinking to myself, ooh, I think it would be funny. Oh, no, I mean, oh no, here. Okay, so again, so I was going down the stairs and I remember thinking that, oh, what if I fell down? That would be, I think that would be so cool and embarrassing at the same time. And guess what? I missed a step and I literally rolled down the stairs. Like, oh my god. That was so fucking embarrassing, and I didn't just fell, like, you know, missed a step. I really rolled down like 5 steps, and I felt like my world turned upside down. And in that brief moment, I swear I could feel like my life flashed before me. And the most funny thing was the girls behind me, the reaction of the girls behind me was not to help me, but to just go like, "Ay!" Then that didn't even ask if I was okay. And yeah, good thing I'm used to all those kind of things happening to me, so I just stood up and asked for, and act like nothing happened. Even if deep inside my legs hurt, my back hurt, and I feel like I bruised myself. But yeah, you see, that's yeah. Okay. I can't remember. Oh my god. I can't stop thinking about how I rolled down the stairs. Anyways, moving on. Number 9. What is a sexual fantasy you have that you have never seen an audio posted about? Well, oh no, I think I'm hungry. I haven't seen this posted, but this exists, but I haven't seen one, so I hate myself. Why am I laughing so much? So I guess the kind God damn it, you. So a sexual fantasy that I have, guess it involves food play, I guess. Is that the proper term? But yeah. Oh my god, I can't stop laughing. Why can't I stop laughing? Yeah, I'm sorry for laughing too much. I know my laugh sounds so fake, but I swear I'm not faking my laugh right now. I'm starting to get pissed at myself for laughing too much. Okay. Number 10. How did you find GWA? If you post audios, what inspired you to start posting? Were you nervous? How did you get all over that? So first, how did you find GWA? If I remember it correctly, I know. Oh no. It was that time I was oh my god. This is so awkward saying out loud, but yeah, I remember feeling really I swear I'm not drunk, or am I, or high. I'm just really tired and I can't fall asleep. So yeah, I ain't going back. So I remember being really horny that time, but none of the porns that I've been watching was able to really satisfy me, I guess. Is that the right term? But yeah, and I was looking for something that involves more plot, if that Makes sense. And so when so yeah, that's so I googled, like, I think I was googling erotic stories, then I fell into black hole of this and this and this. So yeah, I end up, I don't know really how I end up with GWA, but yeah, I think, no, I remember. Yay. I'm sorry. So I remember being really tired one day and feeling lonely, I guess. Then craving is, I don't know if craving is the right word, but yeah, I was craving for a guy's voice. I don't know why I felt like that, but yeah. I'm sorry for the clicking noise. I have a clickety pen and it just can't stop clicking it, and I can't, yeah, I'm sorry. I got distracted. So yeah, back to my story. I remember, yeah, being tired and but I being tired and can't sleep. Then you know, you get those moments when you just want someone to talk to or to fall asleep with someone. Yeah, I like that. And then I remember, like, I really really like hearing I really really like hearing guys with tired voices. And so I remember googling, I know, not Google or YouTube, I forgot, but I remember searching something like that, like guys, tired voices of guys or something. And then I end up at YouTube ASMRs, and then one thing led to another and then to another. Then I end up with, and then I found GWA. Yay me. So yeah, that's it. So if you post audios, what inspired you to start posting? Well, what inspired me to start posting? Well, a lot of things are inspired me to post, like like I wanted to give back the comfort and the enjoyment that I've been experiencing from you lovely people. And but I guess what really inspired me to post was when I found out, or yeah, when I saw another Filipino GWA poster, and I felt like, oh, this is like, oh, a place where I can belong also. So yeah, something like that. Were you nervous? Hell yeah, I was really nervous. Like my first post, it took me, I don't know, like at least 10 recordings, and like at different times. And I recorded that for more than a month already before posting. So yeah, how did you get over that? I just, I mean, I'm, well, I don't, I am a rambling mess, and I'm very sorry about that, but yeah. How did I get over it? I'm not completely over it, but I'm starting to, so I guess it's more of a fake it till you make it kind of thing for me. Like, I'm trying to fake my confidence in recording stuff. And yeah, and answering questionnaires, even if I'm not, I mean, okay, later, answering questionnaires help, because it's helping me relax in recording myself. And yeah, does that make sense? I think it makes sense, but yeah. And I actually recorded like a few questionnaires already, but I haven't posted them. So recording, even if without the intent of posting, is what's helping me, I guess. I don't know. I'm rambling too much. So number 11, do you own a lingerie? If yes, what kind? Have you ever worn it with a partner? Do you like your partner to wear lingerie? What kind? The question is gender neutral, because it is 2017 and guys are smoking in lingerie. That is a fact. And yes, I agree. It is. Guys, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, yes, please sign me up. Okay, so do you own a lingerie? No, I don't. Yeah, no, I don't own a lingerie. So, but do you like your partner to wear lingerie? I mean, if they're comfortable, I mean, if they're down with it, then why not? Right? Okay. Next question. What was the last thing you Googled? Ooh, what was the last thing I Googled? What was it? Oh, what was it? I can't remember. Probably a song lyric. Yeah, because I sing too much. I sing too much. Yeah, I'm that goofball who search song lyrics and play songs and sing with it, and yeah. So yes, last question. Oh no. What is your favorite dirty joke? I don't really have a favorite dirty joke, because I've tend to forget them, but I love pick up lines a lot. And this one isn't an original one. I read it somewhere, or someone told it to me, but it goes like, oh yeah, it goes like, wait, I need to search it. Not really search, but it's written somewhere, and I need my cheat codes. I'm sorry. I have I have bad memory. So yeah, here it goes like, "Hey, iguana get with you, but I have a reptile dysfunction." And the the first time I heard that, I was like, damn, that's the best pickup line for me. I mean, it's definitely the worst, but pickup line and and puns, ooh, it's a way to my heart. So yeah, I'm done. Oh fuck, it took me 30 minutes to answer this. What the fuck? My god, I rumble so much. So yeah, if any of you made it till here, guess I wanna do the secret word something. If you made it till here, then say comment something. What should I? Ooh, comment, comment. taking too long. You should comment like, this, like something. This. Okay. Comment this. I think color pink would suit you if you dye your hair. So yeah, or something like that. It, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Okay, I'm done. Yeah, that's it. That's the final answer. Okay, I'm gonna end this now, and if, yeah, okay, I'm ending it. I'm just gonna ramble, keep on rambling if I didn't. So yeah, hope you had fun listening to all my laughs and rambles, and yeah, goodbye.